The Sunday Grill
with Orla Rapple
on Beat 102-103.
75 people from 11 countries across all the continents are in the southeast this weekend. The Harper family, originating from Coon in County Kilkenny, are hosting a family reunion as part of the Gathering 2013. And Jill Harper popped into studio to tell us about the celebrations. You're very welcome, Jill. I'm sure you're very busy, are you?
I'm definitely up to my eyeballs at the moment, but it's all part of the excitement.
So 75 people, are these all people you know? Are they all called Harper?
Not all of them are called Harper. There has a few of us that have interbred and married and travelled elsewhere. So the majority of us are actually, of these 75 people, we are actually all related.
Are you?
We are, yeah.
Are you all? What's the most distant relation?
I think I have a fifth cousin.
But that's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's not like distant.
No, no, no.
Now there's 260 of you in total. Yeah. So are you from just a huge family in general when it comes to first cousins anyway?
No, actually, the bulk of actually who's coming are the descendants of my great-grandfather, Samuel Harper. So that is pretty much the bulk of it. 17 of that 260 are actually what I have classed the extended family. As part of the gathering, we extended our search and mm-hmm. we went back three more generations to Sergeant Robert Harper, who was the first known Harper in our family anyway, that came to Kilkenny, and that's where it broadened out from.
So tell us a little bit about him. What was his background?
He was originally from Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. We don't actually know too much about him, and we're actually in the process of doing more research into him. But we do know at about the age of 35, he joined the Kilkenny Militia. He was stationed in the UK on different occasions, but eventually he ended up settling in Kilkenny. We're questioning as to how he ended up there. We're wondering maybe is it in to do with his wife, but he settled there, ended up getting a tenancy in Coon and stayed.
And when would this have been?
He would have ended up in Kilkenny around 18. He joined in 1805, so he's probably in Kilkenny sometime over the next 10, 20 years.
So that would have meant that when he had children, they were like would have been older children around the time of the famine, which was big emigration time. So
yeah.
This has had this big expanse of...
Actually, we're pre-famine.
Ah.
So how the majority of our family, all of them bar who was one of his sons, Robert, actually left and emigrated to Canada. But this was actually pre-famine. Which is kind of interesting. Mostly you kind of assume it with famine.
And do you know why they left him?
We suspect probably to do with land, actually.
Okay.
There's other issues that got tied up in with that as well, but they all pretty much left, bar Robert, one of his sons, who I'm descended from.
And this is a gathering celebration, but you have done this three times already.
Yeah, we have.
So how did this even start?
Do you want to know the honest answer?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually through cousins of mine. They were at the time working for a place in Avoca Manor, is mm-hmm. the name of the place. And they had a free weekend in the summer, and a few of them had a conversation. Why don't we get the family together? And that's actually how it started. So back in 1990, we had our first reunion in Avoca Manor. They thought, oh, this is good. We'll do it again. Did it again in 1999. And at that stage, I was a teenager and I've always loved family. It's such an important part of my life. And I was like, oh, wouldn't mind doing that. So in 2006, myself, my cousin Jeff Harper and my cousin's wife, Patricia Harper, were on the organising committee for that one. And that was held in Kilkenny.
I can't even imagine what the organising entails. And now that you have Facebook and things, it's probably a bit easier.
Yeah.
Back in 1990, what did they do?
Old-fashioned telephone and letters.
Well, that's a good way to start, I suppose.
We were smaller, though. You have to bear that in mind. We've since multiplied dramatically, actually.
So, and are people looking forward to coming? Do they actually want to come to this? Is that what they're spending their holiday money on, to come to Ireland and take part in this?
One of my first cousins, actually, and his wife, they live in Hawaii with their two little boys. You know, it's not a little trip down the road for them. You know, they've anticipated this and they're really excited. And so are we to see them, because we obviously don't get to see them very often.
And how does the gathering get involved then?
They were actually a good source of inspiration, to be honest with you, because initially we were having this reunion. We had already set the date for 2013. And then when this came on board, it really just tied in with our ethos as well, of bringing people home and welcoming them home. So it really was so easy for us just to kind of dovetail in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been a great support, even just from getting ideas and chatting to them about it. So that's been really great.
Now, you've chosen a theme celebrating mm-hmm. creativity within the family for this reunion. And does that mean that everyone has to do something?
turn up would be the main thing.
Do they have to sing a song or say a poem?
Yeah, how we've incorporated, there's actually a good few people in our family who definitely fall into the artistic end of things. Between music, crafts, potters, singers, quite a spectrum of different things. So as part of that, we have a talent show, and we have an art exhibition running the whole way through the weekend, and then even just creative ideas that have come in. One of my cousins, she actually has gone off to study makeup artistry, but particularly in regards to movies and all that kind of stuff. So she's bringing her gear.
Brilliant.
And doing one of our, you know, photo booth things. She's going to do people up.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But only Harpers can get involved in this.
Yeah.
It's a very private party.
It is a private party. You either need to be born into it or married into it. So
private party for 260 people. Now, you have a whole programme of events across the weekend at Kilkenny College, again, for Harpers only. But, like, you've really put so much organisation into them. And if people are deciding to do a gathering event, this is the way to do it. So you have a historian coming as well to talk about your family history.
We're actually quite lucky within our family. There's been a few of the generation ahead of me who have really, I mean, put hours into researching and getting contacts and building up actually a database at this stage of our extended family. So between them, they're doing a seminar, as I've called it, on that. You know, we've called it, you know, Who Do You Think You Are? We're stealing that title, as of course. But really just looking at, you know, who are our family? How are we related? Where have we ended up? Why did we end up there? And those kind of things. Like, through some of the research, we actually discovered that my fifth cousin is Jenny Simpson, who is on the athletics team for America.
Wow.
And in 2011, won gold in the World Championships in the 1500 metres.
And does she know she is a Harper?
She does. I've been in touch with her, actually.
Did you invite her over to the event?
I did, yeah. But unfortunately, she's in training at the moment. But well, her uncle's coming. Her great-uncle's coming.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. So, look, we're not invited unless we're Harpers. But if you want to find out more information about some of the events as well that you and your family mm-hmm. have organised, it's harperfamily.ie. So people can have a look and see the different things that you're doing
with
the Harpers. Have a brilliant time, Jill. And I hope all the Harpers are as nice as you.
Oh, thank you.
This Sunday Grill with Orla Apple on Beat 102-103.